You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life, our daily podcast. I am thrilled to have you here. Thank you for allowing me to speak into your life. And today I want to share a message with you that I believe is going to help you tremendously. What to do when you're feeling overwhelmed. That's right. Today's topic, what to do when you are feeling overwhelmed. We've all been there. You know that feeling, that overwhelming feeling of feeling overwhelmed? There's nothing quite like it. It's highly stressful. You're on high alert. Everything seems like it's coming at you 100 miles an hour, and you feel like you're being bounced around like a ping pong ball. Let me tell you, if that's you today, take a deep breath. Pull over if you need to, stop the car, take a moment, and I'm going to remind you of a few things today because I'm going to teach you three things that I learned just recently from a highly stressful, overwhelming moment. I was getting ready to go out of town, okay, and I had been working extra to get everything done that I needed to get done so I could leave town for a couple of days and have some R&R. So as I was doing that, the first thing I was doing is I was pushing, and my body was saying, please take a nap. But guess what? I didn't take time to take a nap. I kept pushing. Well, that was mistake number one. If your body's telling you, hey, take a nap, I don't care how much you have to do. Even if it's 15 minutes, take a break. Take a break if you need to take a break. But I didn't, so I was pushing through, and I get to this situation, the day we're leaving for this couple-day vacation. And we were planning to leave at 10, and it's now 11 o'clock. So already we're feeling like we're a little behind our schedule. Instead of just resetting the schedule, nope, there was no reset, I was starting to feel stressed. But I was also feeling stressed because every day at 11:11 a.m. Central, I do a Facebook Live. I've been doing it every day since February 1st, 2017. And I had planned I would do that on the road, no problem. Well, now it's getting to be after 11, and I'm realizing, like, I have to either do it here because we're not going to get on the road, or I'm not going to do it at all, and that's not an option. So at that same time, Pablo said to me, honey, one of us needs to let Stella out. I said, no problem. I'll let Stella out. I'll take her out in the park. I'll do the live in the park, and then he said, I'll bring her on the car. We'll go. Everything's good. That's the way it seemed. Well, one other little side note. That morning when I got up, for some reason, when I put my contact lenses in, they weren't functioning properly. So I switched out contacts, and I think I've got, at that point, I had the wrong prescription in my eyes. I had them opposite, and I think I had two left and a right and left, or two rights and a right and left. I don't even know, but I could not see past, you know, just real close up. My distance vision was horrible, but I knew it wasn't right. But when I got out in the park, it was obviously not right. I couldn't see anyone in the park. I saw, you know, just fuzzy bodies. And at that moment, I was feeling very vulnerable, very stressed. And now I'm looking and I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm going on air in 5 minutes. So I sit down on a park bench, and all of a sudden this little family comes walking towards me. And I thought, I better wrap this up, and I better just get up and start moving because I knew I'd be interrupted, and I didn't want to be interrupted while I was doing my live. So I get up and I'm going to do a walk and talk. At least that was my plan. At that same moment, this guy starts walking toward me. I don't recognize the guy, but I couldn't even tell because I couldn't really see at all. In fact, I thought, is that Pablo? Because he was about the same size. And I was like, what's going on here? So it was like a highly stressful moment, highly stressful, because I realize he's not really approaching me. And I realize I don't know this person, but he's kind of now lingering. So I'm now on high alert because I'm like, who is this guy? Is this a creepy guy? I'm not sure. So I hit the live button to go live. I welcome people to the program. And right then, Stella decides she's going to poop. Okay, I didn't anticipate that right in that moment, but oh well. Well, all of a sudden, in that moment, five or six little kids come flying at me. They just come flying down the hill, storming toward me. They want to pet my dog. No problem. However, I don't let anyone really pet my dog unless I'm holding her, containing her, because she's not used to being around little kids. So now I'm on like super high level alert. I'm trying to keep the little kids from stepping in the poop. I've got one hand with the Facebook Live and it's still rolling, camera's rolling. And now I've got five or six little kids around me. They're asking me all these questions about the dog. I'm trying to keep them from stepping in the poop. I'm trying to keep them from getting bit, but potentially. She's never bit anyone. She's not an aggressive dog, but she has charged other little dogs out in the park. So I'm like, when she gets nervous, you know, we don't know. When we're feeling overwhelmed, guess what? Sometimes when we're feeling overwhelmed, we'll snap, you know? So I was like trying to keep a tight leash on her, trying to keep the kids from stepping in. It was awful. The mom is yelling now from across the park for the kids to come. I'm trying to tell the kids, I apologize, but I really don't want you to touch my dog. I'm trying to be sweet about it, but I'm like, I'm concerned. I want you to be careful. I want you to be safe. Now your mom's yelling, blah, 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 all this stuff. Finally, we wrap that up. It's still, the camera's rolling. I mean, it was seriously, everything is still rolling. I look over. The guy is still in the perimeter, so I'm kind of keeping an eye on this guy. And now I'm completely sweating because I forgot to tell you, I'm wearing a sweater because we're going to the north shore of, you know, of Minnesota, Lake Superior. It's going to be cold there. Well, it wasn't cold where I was in Minneapolis, but now I'm like sweating. I am absolutely sweating. I was stressed sweat, hot sweat. And so I reach my hand up. I shove my glasses up on my nose, not realizing I'm still holding the bag of poop. I'm holding the bag of poop in my hand. I bring it up to my face. I go, all right, first lesson. Listen up, dear soul. The first lesson, when you are in a state of overwhelm and feeling incredibly overwhelmed, the first thing you must do is set the poop down. You got to set the poop down, my dear. You must set the poop down. Whatever it is that's going on in your life, set the poop down. You are carrying around crap that's unnecessary. Set the poop down. It made everything better. Number two, make sure your vision is clear. Had I had those contacts, the right contacts in, the right vision, none of this would have been nearly as stressful or overwhelming, but I couldn't see. When we cannot see clearly, everything is overwhelming, right? It seems like life is happening to us instead of through us and for us. So, is it possible that you have truth in front of you, you've got the vision there, but you're looking at it from only one side? And really what you need to do is flip the contact lenses around and actually like look at it from the opposite perspective. Second, you must do that. Get clear about that and look at truth. Look at the situation with truth from a completely different perspective. It will give you peace, my dear. It'll give you another opportunity to see something that you saw as only like so black and white, only one way, which was very cloudy. The vision wasn't clear. It was very fuzzy. Not good. Not a good situation. Not empowering at all, right? And then number three, as soon as I hit stop on the go live button, and I literally took a pause, I stopped. I paused and I took a deep breath. Everything seemed much more manageable, much more peaceful. I said, all right, set the poop down, get clear vision. That I had to take care of that later. So my vision still wasn't clear, but I knew had my vision been clear and had I been seeing it from a different perspective, everything would have changed. But number three, I took a break. I stopped. I took a breath. You know, in the days leading up to getting ready to go out of town, my body was saying, take a break, take a break, take a little break, take a nap, and I wasn't doing it. Had I taken a break, even if it was 15 minutes, and breathed, taken in a breath, likely that scenario would not have happened. Now, the good news is I was able to put the poop down. No kid stepped in the poop. No kid got bit. Stella didn't get stressed out, didn't get attacked. The creepy guy never attacked. It's all good. When I got upstairs, I took the sweater off, and I dressed more appropriately and brought extra clothes for when I got into colder, you know, weather. But the bottom line is, if you are feeling overwhelmed today, my dear, these three things I believe will help you tremendously. They would have helped me. They did help me, the number one thing being put the poop down. changed everything. So your sacred soul step for today is to grab your sacred soul date journal, your daily action to engage with yourself, and simply write down where you're feeling stressed, where you're feeling this sense of overwhelm. And then ask yourself, is there any place in your life where you're carrying around poop? You're carrying around a bag of crap, whatever it may be, mentally, physically, spiritually, whatever, you're carrying crap. Set it down. Get the stink out of it. Set it down. Throw it away. Release it, whatever you need to do. And I will tell you, that is going to help you tremendously. Tremendously. And then second, ask yourself, can I see this from a different perspective? And then last, take a little break. Take a break today, whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever you need to do. But hit the stop button, hit the pause button, and take a break. And listen to your breath, my dear. Listen to your heart. Listen to your heart and soul. I know this is going to help you. I would so love to hear from you. Honestly, for all of you that have been reaching out, thank you so much for your comments and for your messages and your emails you've sent. Thank you for reaching out. Thank you so much for being a part of this movement of women sipping on life around the globe. We do not need to be overwhelmed anymore. Dear soul, we do not need to do that at all. We can sip on it one sip at a time, one breath at a time, one step at a time. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you, and I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.